Hello, everyone. My name is Christy Eldridge, and this is Everyday Prophecy. So, Holy Spirit, thank you for bringing a good word today. Lord, I thank you, God, for prophesying through, bringing a good word through me. Lord, I need your help. I need you to fill my mouth. I need you. Help me. I just surrender. I lay it down. And I'm asking for your anointing to prophesy. We prophesy by grace. We prophesy by grace. Thank you, Lord. Fill me with your heart of love for the people that this word is intended for. Guys, I just flow with the Holy Spirit. I don't have these words ahead of time. The Holy Spirit fills my mouth, and he is good, he is worthy, and he uses imperfect people to do supernatural things. I don't know how to explain it. It's by grace. I can do nothing apart from him. He is everything to me. And I'm happy to partner with him to bring you this word of encouragement, this word of strengthening, this word of comfort today. So, Holy Spirit, thank you for letting me partner with you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We love you, Holy Spirit. I love you, Holy Spirit. Help. That's the best prayer that anyone could ever pray. Help. So here we go. Holy Spirit, I'm going to pray in the Spirit, and thank you, Lord. Yes, I heard the Holy Spirit three times say, "You hear my voice, you hear my voice, you hear my voice. You're a son, you're a daughter, and you hear the voice of the Lord." I'm setting you in a high place. I'm setting you in a high place. You are seated with Jesus Christ, high above any ruler, principality, any demonic spirit. You're seated with Christ. You're joined to him. The Lord says it's a third heaven reality. It's a third heaven reality. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I just hear him talking about in Scripture, I believe it's John, talks about being caught up in the third heaven. Okay, this is where Jesus is. In the third heaven, this is where you are because you're joined to him. You're joined to the anointed one. You are one with Christ. And so you're seated with him. What does that mean? You're seated. Help, Holy Spirit. I just feel like he's talking about, you know, the second heaven is where, you know, you have the angelic and the demonic. And then the first heaven is here on earth, the natural world. Help me, Holy Spirit. He says, we do not partner with fear. We do not partner with fear. I just feel like he's talking about, you know, fear can take a lot of different forms. It's not necessarily, you know, doesn't always look like panic. Doesn't always look like panic. It doesn't always look like torment. It doesn't always look like, you know, panic. I don't know. Help me, Holy Spirit. Sometimes fear can come in and it's literally the fear of not being good enough, or the fear of failure, or the fear of being wrong, or the fear of doing it wrong, or I just feel like today he's talking about the fear of not being enough. He says that will stop you. That will stop you. That will allow condemnation to enter, doubt to enter, accusations. Because it's fear. The Lord says, my perfect love casts out fear. He says, I'm delivering you from a spirit of fear, friends. He says, I'm delivering you from a spirit of fear, from all fear. He said, he says, that's not your portion. You're not to be condemned. You're not to be condemned. He says, you belong to me. The Lord says, you belong to me. You're not to be condemned. I just feel like he's saying there's some of you out there that, you know, you've lived with this thing so long, it's just natural. He's just talking about coming from a household and parents that were overly critical. Overly critical, criticizing your every move, criticizing everything. Nothing was ever good enough. And it left you second guessing yourself. It left you doubting yourself constantly. Because you never got that approval, you never got that affirmation, you didn't get the words of praise and encouragement from your parents, one or both. I don't know who this word is for. The Lord says, I'm delivering you from that trauma. I'm delivering you from that trauma of never meeting the mark with your parents. Never meeting the mark. Always feeling like you were missing it, always feeling like you were doing something wrong. It's like you never got the approval of your parent. And they were hard on you. And they came down on you. I feel like the Lord wants you to know, listen, they were unhappy with themselves. If this message is for you, if this is ringing true to you, listen, your parent, the person who did this to you, who treated you this way, they were unhappy with themselves. Help, Holy Spirit. They hated themselves. They were filled with bitterness and anger from their own trauma, from their own hurt. They were filled with bitterness and it spewed out onto you. They didn't love themselves, so they had a really hard time showing love to you. The way they treated you was an overflow of their own self-hatred. And so it's been kind of normal to you to be condemned because it's how you grew up. It's how you grew up. And so we kind of expect that because that's how we've lived. Like that's just normal. Help, Holy Spirit. See, I heard the Holy Spirit just say, I'm changing the script. I'm changing the script. I'm literally hearing him say that there's nothing you have to do. There's nothing that you have to do. He says, I'm bringing healing to you that is supernatural. I'm taking care of this for you. I'm taking care of this for you. He says, I'm showing myself strong for you. Lord says, I'm the one who fights for you. You just have to rest in me, and I'm taking care of this for you. I'm pulling you up out of this pit. Pulling you up out of this pit because you're seated with me in high places. He says, watch me do it. Watch me do it. Expect this to happen in your life. This is freedom. You're not condemned. You're not accused. You're not wrong. You're not broken. You're not discarded. You're not trampled on. He says, I am the lifter of your head. He says, I'm the author and the finisher of your faith. And he says, by my spirit you will rise. By my spirit you will rise. He says, because I'm good. And my thoughts toward you are good. I have good plans for your life to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. He says, you are my son, you are my daughter in whom I'm well pleased. He says, expect more. Expect this to happen for you. He says, you can trust me. I'm worthy. I'm worthy of your trust. And so we thank you, Holy Spirit. for such a good word. Thank you for your love for each and every one of us, Lord. Thank you, God, that we are not condemned. We are not accused. But you say that we're holy. You say that we're righteous, God, because, Jesus, you give us your righteousness. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, you did that for us. You did that for each one of my brothers and sisters that are listening. You shed your blood for us. Lord, help us. Deliver us, Lord. Deliver us, Lord, from all condemnation, from all accusations. Deliver us, Lord, from the evil one. Deliver us, Lord. Help us. Deliver us, Lord. Deliver us, Lord. Help us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.